Chairman, I noticed there was 100 million voted against the remuneration report. I might come back to that when we get to John Porter's election. But almost 200 million against Mr. Dick. There was obviously some sort of issue with a couple of your bigger institutional shareholders. Are you aware of what their concern is? Is it an independence question? Something's going on there. If you take out the Liberty stock, it's sort of 40-60 almost in terms of the vote, which is very rare in director elections in Australia. So wouldn't mind some context if you could provide that, please.
First point, I guess, to note is that John's actually not an independent director. The independent director of the state, Justin Yarrow, and I, is a Liberty appointee. And to your first question, am I aware of any reasons for that? No, I'm not. No shareholder has spoken to me on this particular subject. Perhaps spoken to another subject, but not this particular subject. I don't know if you can add any further to that.
Well, yes, there was one point raised. Some people misunderstand the timing issues in regard to Mr. Amos's status as an independent director. They have questioned that, but we're very comfortable with that. We've had legal advice to that extent, and that we don't see an issue. But though there were some people who had an issue with Mr. Amos's independence, and therefore weren't prepared to vote for Mr. Dick's Liberty director. So it was really a technical issue from their point of view about whether or not Mr. Amos had independent status. So that was where that was coming from.
I'm wondering if we can flesh out what the issue with the remuneration report